Looks can certainly be deceiving. On the outside of the house, you could see fully vented aluminum soffit. But upon closer inspection, underneath that fully vented soffit is 100% solid wood, preventing any airflow ventilation into the attic. Now that roof and the entire roof deck have to be replaced. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars, offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. The scenario I just described about the fully vented aluminum soffit was brought to my attention in an email from J.R. Lynch, managing partner at Fortress Exteriors in Fishers, Indiana, outside of Indianapolis. JR is our guest today. Welcome to the podcast, JR.
Hey, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me.
We appreciate your time today, JR. You are a longtime participant in the AirVent seminars and a frequent contributor to our found in the field photos on social media. We really appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you, JR, for that.
Yeah, it's an inspiration to take these photos and send them to you so that I can relay to other contractors and you can also some of the issues with ventilation and roofing.
This found in the field photo program I'm mentioning is one of our most popular social media programs. And thank you so much, JR. It's your contributions and others that makes it meaningful and useful. So thank you for that. JR, I'd like to share with our listeners the email you sent me when you red flagged the fully vented soffit that I talked about at the top of the podcast. You wrote to me the following: never trust vented aluminum or vinyl soffit without checking it. An attic inspection revealed no light transmission through the vented soffit. The roof deck was wavy from the outside. It has mold on the inside. This house will need full roof replacement and roof decking replacement, along with full soffit and fascia replacement. The photograph you attached in that email to me, JR, confirmed that underneath the fully vented soffit was solid wood. There was zero attic intake ventilation. And that's what you suspected when you didn't see any light coming through the soffit vents during daylight hours while doing the attic inspection. For the benefit of our listeners who might not be familiar with how proper attic ventilation works, briefly, attic ventilation is supposed to be 50% intake airflow through vents installed in the soffit overhang of the house or low on the roof, and 50% exhaust airflow through vents positioned high on the roof, near or at the peak of the roof. This combination of intake and exhaust airflow helps to flush out any potentially damaging heat and moisture buildup inside the attic. It also helps fight ice dams, but it requires both intake and exhaust airflow. JR, as you discovered, the house you were working on that day had half of its needed attic ventilation completely blocked at the soffit. I wasn't surprised when you told me about the damage to the roof, but I am disappointed to say this topic remains, by our estimation, the number one most common mistake in residential attic ventilation, overlooking intake airflow into the attic. JR, in general, not just this house we're currently talking about, but in general, what has been your personal experience in the field in terms of proper attic intake airflow? What have you seen, please, JR?
In most cases, it usually has fewer intake than exhaust. Most builders and or even roof replacement contractors will install generally somewhat appropriate attic exhaust ventilation, but it usually lacks in soffit intake ventilation. And if, as you've talked about before, you need to have a balanced system. And if we don't, if I don't do a balanced system, I'm not doing any favors for the new roof we're about to install. And I think a lot of times that previous roofing contractors either are unaware of what that means to have a balanced system, or they're afraid to talk about it, or don't know how to talk about it. And, or it could be that they just don't want to ask for extra money. They're trying to be Mr. Low Bidder. So one of the ideas that I bring to the table is, such as this house, the roof was only 10 years old and it was severely deteriorated and all the decking was warped because there was no intake ventilation. Well, you can have the best muffler on your car in the world, but if you cover your hand over the airflow intake, that muffler isn't going to do its job. And so that's how I explain it to homeowners and let them know that if you want your roof to last longer than 10 years, we need to prevent that from happening again. And by doing so, we need to make sure that we have proper ventilation, that balanced intake and exhaust ventilation.
I like that muffler analogy, JR. I like that. JR, is it tempting in the heat of the moment of a roof assessment to simply rely on your initial visual inspection? And here's what I mean. Okay, I see 15 rectangular under events for intake on the outside. That's plenty. We're good. Or, okay, I see fully vented soffit as I walk around the exterior of this house. This roof is in good shape regarding intake airflow. Is that tempting, but not actually confirm that those intake vents are open and that they actually have holes that will allow air into the attic? Is that tempting, JR?
It's very tempting. That's a short, I mean, just walking around the house, making your counts. That's a shortcut way to do it. So getting in the attic and visually inspecting that area, make sure that we have light transmission is key. And I think that separates one contractor from another. Who's going to physically do this job? Who's actually going to take care of the homeowner the best means possible? And generally what I'll do is just take a small rod, a metal rod, to stick through there to see if it's it gets blocked. So when it gets through and I'll get a quarter of an inch and I run into a brick wall, or in this case, a soffit, because the contractor that was prior to that didn't want to replace the wood soffit and put in the proper ventilation, then I know there's an issue.
Sure.
And you may count a number of soffits and, it's close enough. Well, we've seen the AirVent app. You enter the right square footage. You look on the app for your ventilation requirements. And, it only needs five more. Well, let's add five more. It's not that much more money to make your ventilation a balanced system.
Thank you for mentioning the app, JR. For our listeners, we have an app for Apple and Android devices, and among other things, it has a calculator built into it. Enter the attic square footage, and it'll tell you how many different types of exhaust vents you would need, whether it be ridge vent or box vent, power fans, whatever, your choice, and then the equivalent for intake for a balanced system. JR, may I clarify something? When you mentioned the metal rod, is that part of your exterior inspection? You'll poke the metal rod through the intake to see if it hits something solid?
That's correct.
I see. I like that. Yeah.
If I'm if I'm in the attic and I see that there's no light transmission, I'll go around to the outside to confirm my suspicion, because it could be insulation or it could be soffit. It, either way, it still gets blocked off. I want to find out which one it is.
I like that. Thank you. That great clarification. So if you don't see daylight while in the attic, why am I not seeing daylight? Go outside with the metal rod. Is it because of solid wood? Or in the attic, was it the attic insulation or maybe something else? Okay, great. Thanks, JR. JR, you've already...
In the case of yesterday, yesterday I sent you a photo where the painter had painted over the vented soffit. And so 80% of the soffit was clogged up because the painter had painted over all of the ventilation.
Yes. Yes, JR sent me... two photos yesterday. Keep them coming, by the way, JR. We'll be using this one on Facebook soon. Painted over intake vents. The painted over soffit vent is significantly reducing the airflow through that vent. Yeah, absolutely. JR, you've already touched upon this a little bit, but if you don't mind, I'd like to just explore it a little deeper. Any guidance for fellow roofing contractors who are not currently checking intake ventilation?
As far as guidance goes, if you're just out to install a roof and take the money and move on to the next one, then I guess this podcast isn't meant for you. However, if you want to be the best professional that you can in this industry and to have repeat customers and referrals, then do your due diligence and be that professional. Do your inspection, take your time, do things proper, and you will be rewarded at some point. That your name will get around and this guy knows what he's doing. You want to look professional, you want to treat your customers professional, you want to speak to them in a professional manner, and that you want to make sure that everything that you're doing is for them. And in return, they will end up buying from you.
You will be rewarded at some point. I like that, JR. I like that. Thank you. JR, let's look at the homeowner briefly, please, if you don't mind. For any homeowners who might be listening one day, or contractors talking to homeowners, any suggestions? The homeowner is seeking estimates for a new roof in the near future, let's just say, or they just want to maximize the remaining life of their current roof, but they're not really thinking about intake. Any suggestions?
Well, I would say for the homeowner that's listening, if you have a professional salesperson that is doing their due diligence and offering up an alternative to a new roof that may prolong the life of your existing roof, he's actually looking out more for your interest instead of just saying, let's replace the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you end up installing proper ventilation, intake, and exhaust, that balanced system, it will then, when it is needed for a new roof, now you won't have to worry about it. You know that it's already been done. Mm-hmm. And that's not a double up charge then.
Thank you, JR. Thank you. JR, as we wrap up this episode, is there anything you'd like to add for our listeners, either about vented soffit panels, intake ventilation, or really anything at all?
I would say for the homeowner and also for the contractor, the price isn't the biggest issue you should be worried about. With the homeowner, it should be longevity. This isn't meant for home flippers or somebody that just wants, I want the cheapest possible. This is for somebody that actually wants to live in their house and maintain it properly. And for the professional that's doing this, this is for someone that needs to make sure you're doing everything proper. Having to tell a homeowner after they had a roof replaced 10 years ago that your roof is no longer good, I don't like doing that. That's actually worse news to them because they felt like they wasted the money the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that they wish they would have chosen, the guy that had the higher price, because now they regret the decision that they spent the lower money because they were not offered the correct prescription, so to speak, for their home.
JR, I like that you use the word longevity, and that price should not be the most important factor when evaluating estimates and bids, the longevity of the roof. I like that perspective. JR, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. And I mean it, please keep those found in the field photos coming and your other tips that you share with us. You're helping us to further educate the industry and homeowners. So please keep everything coming and let's continue to keep in touch. I want to say thank you on behalf of AirVent, the roofing industry at large, and homeowners. Thanks for your time today, JR.
Paul, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Please don't be fooled. Just because you see fully vented soffit on the house exterior, supposedly providing intake airflow into the attic, make sure it really is clear and free to allow the air into the attic. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or whatever platform you used to listen to this episode. Be sure to let us know if there is a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like JR was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.